Morning.
Ashley.
What's going on?
You superstar, you.
Superstar. How's it going?
Well, we're fine. It's Gregor and Sarah back here in Saskatoon. How did we find you in an ice tub or something somewhere? Or how
no,
are you?
No ice tub. I'm good. I'm actually walking pretty good this morning. Better than I expected.
So, running the Boston Marathon yesterday, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was quite an experience. It was incredible, actually.
Like, tell us about running through. What, like, was there standout things to you? Were you able to take any of the ambiance? I heard it was actually pretty warm. Like, the guy that won had, like, an insane pace going, and then he started to peter out because it was so hot.
Yeah, it was definitely hotter than I think predicted and what the last few days have been. And coming from the prairies in winter, I definitely didn't expect it to be as warm as it was yesterday. It was quite warm. Like by mile two, people were dripping in sweat. So definitely hotter than expected. But lots of water stations, so that helped. Less drinking of the water, more pouring it on you, on yourself, that's for sure.
Jeez, hey? And did they have, like what's the course like? Was it, like, hilly? Was it hard? Like, it's so hard to qualify for this thing. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Like, again, we're so proud of you and thrilled for you to get there. Was it, like, harder than you thought, easier? What happened?
Yeah, well, qualifying in itself is the feat, right? Just getting here is a privilege and a challenge. And this is kind of like one lady put it exactly right. It's like a victory lap. This is your victory lap, just 42 times, 42 laps. But it starts down in Hopkinton. That's where it's always started the race. They bus you there. It's about a 45-minute bus ride, and then you run back into Boston. So you go through little towns. I believe it was seven or eight towns that you actually run through, and a little bit of hills around the 15-mile mark, and then, of course, the iconic Heartbreak Hill. Heartbreak Hill wasn't as bad as I expected. I saw it. Didn't look quite too bad, much more than maybe McPherson or ravine on a maybe less steep, but just a longer gradual incline. But I just put my head down. I couldn't look up. There were some rolling hills though too, around 15, but you always kind of knew what goes up must come down. So I kind of kept that in my mind. And yeah, it was okay. It wasn't as bad. You know, you see people when you start to struggle, and you think, oh, I might have to stop. And then you see two or three people in front of you that are visually impaired running with a guide. And that's like, that hit the inspiration button for sure to keep going. You know, if they can do it, why are you going to stop? How bad do you really have to stop? You kind of ask yourself in a moment like that. You know, and then you get a couple paraplegics running alongside with you. It's quite the experience to just gear down and keep going. That's for sure. When it got tough.
Okay, so if it's seen as kind of a victory lap and the hard thing is qualifying, why don't you just mail it in there and, you know, kind of really slow her down, or where you just couldn't help yourself?
Walk the whole thing. Yeah.
You push
well, that's
it.
Just it. Yeah, and you know, when I went into it with zero expectation on time for that reason, because you know the weather and never doing it. Listened to a few podcasts about it and kind of what to expect hill wise. And, but I mean, 2 days prior, it was so windy and I thought, oh, I'm going to be hooped here. I am not a friend of wind. If it's windy like this on race day, like I might not make it. It's kind of what I was already had in my head. And then it was just the most perfect day. So it's, you know, I didn't go into it with the time. I didn't go into it thinking I'm going to get a new PR. I just wanted to complete it and really take in the whole experience. I panicked around mile 20. My headphones died. And I'm a big like music goer for sure. You would know that, Gregor, at all.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it really takes you, you know, when times are tough and that one good song comes on, it pulls you to the end. But yeah, they died about mile 20, just after Heartbreak Hill. And I thought, oh my, how am I going to get through these next 6 miles? And it was the people. You know, they always talk about the people and the amount of, you know, crowds and spectators that this race brings out. Like, that's no joke. That was beyond what I ever expected. There was people from start to finish. There was never a dull moment of nobody standing on the sideline. People with red solo cups at 11 in the morning. It was incredible the amount of support this race gets. And that's what carried me through to the finish line without the music.
No doubt. No survivor. Eye of the tiger. God, I would have died too. Did you run into any other Saskies? Do you know how many were there?
I believe there was 7 others. I had looked it up just out of curiosity before I left. I believe there were 7 others, but no, I didn't run into any others at all. I mean, Joelle Tomlinson did it. I mean, she's now from Calgary, but I didn't even see her. I mean, what the heck? 30,000 people. How didn't I see her?
That's a lot of runners. Well, yeah. Congratulations again. That's just unreal. We're super proud of you. And safe travels back home. We'll see you soon.
Okay, thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.